in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Upon that person, the spirit of prophecy, say the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. Get out your mic. Father, I undam the river of the prophetic. Let it flow. Let it flow! Shabaka sofeketiki bragadash. Thank you, Father. Iloboko sofrahadalagabadi. Just lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Kiloboko shalagabagadash. There is a mighty river of the Spirit flowing in this place. Thank you, Father. It's a river of the Spirit. A river of the Spirit. The Spirit of prophecy is coming upon people right now. It's coming upon people. It's coming upon people. One. Two. Help them! Help them! Help them! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Help them! Ashila gabara kata kabra kade kete kete. Abale koko kose pele gedia. Indele grundo sofre gedia. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Kila da kousha. Lift up your hands towards heaven. The Lord is filling hungry hearts. The Lord is filling hungry hearts. Labakoshala magado sovrahadia. Bring them forward for me. Bring them forward. Drink of this river. Drink of this river. There is a mighty river of the Spirit. River of fire, river of power. Bring them for me here, bring them for me. Yes. I see that river of fire. Let it flow out of your belly. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Yes, the river of the prophetic, river of fire. Let it flow. I undam the river. I undam that river. I loose your tongue. Yes. Yes. Let it flow. A new breath. A restoration. Anointing for supernatural restoration. A new beginning. A fresh release. Lift up your hands towards heaven. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God.
Will you blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Thank you for your mighty presence. Thank you for your glory in our midst. We yield ourselves to you. Oh yes, touch us tonight. Transform us tonight by your word, by your spirit. Reveal your glory in its fullness. Get mic for that young man. The spirit of prophecy is upon him.
My secret to my power
worship. Secret to my power is worship. Nobody has ever walked in power that doesn't worship. Check them. See men in your nations. See apostles in your nations. Just look at them. They are men of worship. Anybody that worship me genuinely, I release my power. I am only looking for worshippers to release my power, nothing more. And I command you this day, love men genuinely. AGM, I love men genuinely. I am here in your midst. I love you people. I love you people. You see?
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just lift up your hands. Just reference His presence. Just go ahead and reference His presence. Reference His presence. Just lift up your hands. Thank you, Father. The presence of God is so mighty in this place. Makoba Sabalagadu. The glory of God is in this place. Oh, thank you, Spirit of the Living God.
The secret. All the men are looking for, I am the secret. All the men that are great upon this earth, I make them great. Because they say with me, if you need greatness, don't go and just stay with me. I, the Lord, will raise you up at the right time. At my time. I say at the Lord's time, not at the Master's timing. Oh, my angels are too plenty in this place. If your heart is not open, open. The realm of the Spirit is open.
Someone, he said the answer has come. That which you have been expecting has come. Your age-long desire has come. That which you have been praying for, that which you have been praying and fasting for, it has come. Your harvest has come. Your answers have come. The wait is over. You don't need to worry. Your struggles are over. Your days of struggling, fruitless labor, your days of toiling, your days of struggling, frustration, failure, it is over forever. It's a new season. Answers have come. The answers to the desires of your heart have come. The questions of your heart, God is giving you an answer. Father, in the name of Jesus. Genesis 1 verse 1. You might be seated if you can. Help her. Help that. Help that lady. Kiloboko shalabadia. Thank you, Father. This is what we call Holy Ghost service. It's a typical Holy Ghost service. There is a message God gave me for you tonight. I'll deliver it briefly and then we enter into ministrations. Hallelujah. Even though the ministrations have started already, some people have started receiving their miracles. Some have received already. Some have started receiving. And some will yet receive in this service. Praise God. You see, when you come to meetings like this, don't be a spectator. That's a mistake so many people make. When you see God moving, you see the power of God, the glory of God being manifested, you see demonstrations of God's spirit and power. The funniest part is that some people just turn into spectators and they end up not receiving anything. No. Jump into that pool of power. Jump into the pool of power. Whenever the manifest presence of God is in a place, the power of God is in manifestation. The Holy Ghost is moving. There's a mighty move of the Spirit. I'm telling you, that's the best time to jump into that river. And how do you jump? With your spirit. You dive into that pool of power with your spirit. Your spirit is the first man. Am I communicating? You don't enter with your logic. Your logical, rational mind. In fact, your mind may even be wondering what is happening. Some people try to dive into the pool of God's glory and power with their mind. No, you don't dive first in with your mind. You dive with your spirit. Am I communicating? You remember the testimony of the man at the pool of Bethesda? In John chapter 5. He said, Jesus said, "Will thou be made whole?" He says, "I have no man." Whenever the water is stirred at a certain season, at a Kairos, every Kairos season like that, God normally send a healing angel. He will go and stir, trouble the water, and after troubling the water, the Bible says, whosoever stepping in first, the first man to dive in, is made whole. All the others, we have to wait till the next Kairos season. The man has been there for 38 long years. That means so many Kairos seasons have come and passed. And unfortunately, he was not the first to dive. The person that receives the healing at that prophetic Kairos season is the first man that stepped in, right? And now prophetically, man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in his body. The soul has three parts. The will, where you make your choice, your decision. Your emotion, feelings, center of feelings. And then your mind or your intellect, imagination, where you do logical, analytical thinking. And then you imagine. Am I communicating? Now, your first man is your spirit man. Your second man is your soul. Your third man is this body. So whenever the power of God is moving, you dive in, not with your second man, not with your third man. You dive in first with your first man, which is your spirit. Don't sit down and be rationalizing things. Don't be wondering what is happening. Dive in with your spirit, with your faith. You dive in faith with your spirit, man. And you will see that your miracle will happen. you will receive your miracle. Any form of miracle. You know, when we say miracle service like this, the truth is that there are different kinds of miracles. Maybe one of these days I'll do a thorough teaching on various kinds of miracles. Healing miracles is just one. It's just one. There are so many other kinds of miracles. Do you know deliverance is a miracle? When you cast out devil, that's a miracle. There are favor miracles. Some people, what they need is a miracle of divine favor. Am I communicating? There are marital miracles, miracles in marriages, in families. Some families are in dire need of miracles for God to intervene. A supernatural intervention of God in the affairs of men. Some people, some of you are students here, you need a miracle in your academics. You know your CGPA. You know that if God does not help you, you may not even graduate. Or you may graduate with a terrible grade that in the natural may make it impossible, almost impossible for you to get a job. Some of you, you just finished writing exams on my writing. You knew what you wrote. You know that going by that, if you are to score yourself, you are failed. So you know that you need a miracle. You need the mercy of God. Am I communicating? So you can have miracles in your academics. You can have, you know, there are some people that their script are always missing. It's not normal. You need the power of God to put a stop to that disfavor. Miracle of academic favor. Some people need the miracle of impartation of understanding, the spirit of understanding and wisdom. Just like the Bible says, Jesus breathed on them and he said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." And in context, is actually the spirit of understanding, spirit of wisdom and understanding. Some people need impartation of that dimension of the spirit for their understanding to open. That's a real miracle. Divine wisdom, impartation of the wisdom of God. Suddenly, solutions begin to comfort. Ideas, creative ideas, divine ideas, concept and insight in your business, in your career, in your job, in your ministry, in your finances, money making ideas. Knowing what to do, knowing what step to take, knowing the right choices to make. Am I communicating? These are miracles. So when we say miracle service, I want you to understand all the various kinds of miracles that can happen in this place. Some people need miracles in their career. They need promotion. They need open doors. They need divine opportunities, scholarships. Am I communicating? Some of you have been applying for scholarship, applying for visa, applying for this. You need miracle in this area. For some of you, it's a contract or a proposal that you need God to intervene for you to be granted. Am I communicating? Those things. These are all miracles. For some people, it's as simple as this. They need money miracles, financial miracles. That's the type. Some people, they are not sick in their body. What they need is money miracle. And it's possible to have more than one miracle, depending on what you need. The person that is sick and is broke and is in debt need more than one miracle. Am I lying? So the good news is that you can receive as many as you want, as many as you desire. Some people are trusting God for money for house rent, money to complete that building project, money for a new car, money for wedding, money for feeding at home. There is no food in the house, for some people. You just need God to show up. There are some families that are in abject lack and poverty. They need the miracle of divine supernatural supply. They need what we call provisional miracle. When Jesus multiplied the 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes and fed the multitude, that's what we call provisional miracle. When Jesus, that miraculous catch of fish twice, that's provisional miracle. Am I communicating? When Jesus turned water into wine, that's provisional miracle. Some need that kind of miracle. When he told Peter they needed to pay task, he said, go and catch fish. The first one that comes out, there is a coin in his mouth. That's financial miracle. Am I communicating? There are all kinds of miracles. For some people, the kind of miracle that they need, that they are even having right now, is the miracle of divine encounters. Do you know divine encounters are miracles? They are. They are. Whether it is word-based revelation encounter, or it is spectacular encounters, visionary encounters, encounter with close encounter with the God kind, with the Holy Ghost, or encounters with angels, or visionary encounters and supernatural experiences. It's a miracle. Am I communicating? All kinds of miracles. Some people need miracles in their business. Customers are not coming. They are not forthcoming. You've done all you know how to do. You've applied the business principles. Yet, sales are low. Customer patronage are low. You need God to show up for you in that area. Am I communicating? For some, they need miracle of employment. They need a job. God will give you as many as you want. All kinds of miracles will happen in this place. Yes. Because this is an encounter with the God of miracles. Some of you, after tonight's encounter, in your sleep, in your dream, God will show you the answer to an age-long question and problem in your heart. Someone confused, in this encounter, God will open your understanding, give you clear wisdom, and you will know exactly what to do. It will clear every form of confusion. You will know the right step to take. Am I communicating? Some people need direction. Some people need divine direction. They need divine guidance. They need God to show them what to do. They are stranded. Praise God. You will receive all of them tonight. Amen. Kelabakasaya. I want you to just lift up your hands. For some people, they need miracle job. Okay, I've mentioned miracle job. They need miracle marriage. Some people, they are singles. They've been searching and searching for years, and they've not found. And some have been positioning themselves to be found, but they've not been found. But after this encounter, you will be found.
Amen.
By the appointed one for you.
Amen.
And you that have been searching fruitlessly, God will open your eyes and show you the appointed one.
Amen.
And God will give you favor.
Amen.
And you will be married and settled speedily.
Amen.
For some, they've been victims of heartbreak, serial breakup. I decree that demonic cycle is broken.
Amen.
The right one will show up and the relationship will work by the power of the Holy Ghost. For some people, they just need miracle in that area of relationship, and then for God to settle them in marriage. Marital breakthroughs, miracle. Marital breakthrough miracles. Just lift up your hand. Say, Father, I receive all the miracles you have ordained for me to receive. In this miracle service, in this divine encounter with you, the God of all miracles, I refuse to live the same way I came. I refuse to live empty-handed. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Genesis 1 verse 1. The power of light. The power of light. The power of light. 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 Light is that which stimulates vision, stimulates sight, stimulates visibility. Light makes vision possible. Light makes things visible. Light makes vision possible. Am I communicating? The power of light. Is it in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness. Somebody say darkness. Was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Can you shout amen? Amen. God saw that the light was good and divided the light from the darkness. Now go back to verse 2. It says, and now the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. This was after the pre-Adamic flood, the pre-Adamic flood that of judgment that destroyed the earth after Lucifer fell. Am I communicating? From heaven to the earth realm. And the kingdom of darkness are the proud sponsors of this darkness that is upon the face of the earth. There was no darkness in Genesis 1 verse 1. But you see, and the Bible says, and now darkness was upon the face of the earth. How? Why? Because the kingdom of darkness has now come to pitch its tent in the earth realm. Am I communicating? This was, there is a long period of years. I don't want to enter into theology. Between Genesis 1 verse 1 and Genesis 1 verse 2, there is a great gulf of years. Am I communicating? Is it, and now the earth was without form. No more form. No more void. Give me a message. I like the way message put it. I think it's in the Hebrew rendition that said tohu bohu. Tohu bohu. Earth was a soup of nothingness. A bottomless emptiness. An inky blackness. My God. God's spirit brooded like a bird. You see that? Above the watery abyss. Verse 3. God spoke light, and the light appeared. Actually, okay, give me King James version. You know, King James put it in the the interpretation is not exactly as how it is in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it's not in the permissive sense, as in God saying, let there be light. No. It's not in the permissive sense. It's actually in a commanding tone. Am I communicating? It was an authoritative command. Actually, in the Hebrew, this is how they put it. And God said, light be, and light was. So it was an authoritative command that God gave. Light be, and light was. So it's not in the permissive sense. Am I communicating? Okay, you'll get it better now. In the mouth of two or three witnesses. Okay, Young Literal Translation puts it perfectly. Look at it. God said, let light be.
But that word let is not there in the Hebrew. It's a command. Light be. And light was. So God commanded light to appear, even in the midst of darkness. Give me 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. He said, God who commanded. Look at Apostle Paul's narration of that, what happened in Genesis 1, verse 2 to 3. Look at Apostle Paul recounting that story. He said, for God, who what? Commanded. Did he say God begged light? Did he say he asked for permission for light? No. He said, God who commanded. So it was a word of command. Light be, and light was. God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Remember, darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then God arose and commanded light to what? Shine out of darkness. Is it that same God that shines in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God? And that light of the knowledge of the glory of God has a location. Is found where? In the face of Jesus Christ. Am I communicating? Jesus is the express image of God's glory. Am I communicating? Is the effulgence of the glory of the Father, the express image of His person. So, the light of the knowledge is found in the face of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, we all beholding as in a mirror the glory of God are being changed. So we behold His face. We are being transformed, metamorphosed. We are being changed into that same image. As we behold the glory through His word, that mirror there represents His word. We are changed supernaturally from glory to glory to glory. Am I communicating? That same face that God told Moses, you cannot see my face. Remember when Moses asked, Genesis 33, he says, show me your glory. God said, you cannot see my face. But the Bible says, we are now beholding that same face. What a privilege. What a honor. He has qualified us. The new creation is qualified to behold. As we behold His face, we are transformed. Am I communicating? We behold the glory by beholding the face of Jesus. So we behold in the mirror of His word. You know, there are, let me not get ahead of myself. There are greater light and there are lesser light. You know, I've heard people say we are the generation that seek His face. And then, of course, they quoted Bible, Psalm 24, and it's correct. He said, this is the generation of them that seek Thy face. But there is a greater truth. We are not the generation that is seeking His face. We are the generation that have seen His face and we are beholding His face continually. That's what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. We all, as with open face, beholding. You see, in the Old Testament, they were seeking His face. God even told Moses, you cannot see my face. Let me show you the glory of my back part. Have you seen it? Say, I saw it well. See. Bye-bye. God had to put Moses on a cliff because he belonged to the old order, the old covenant. They didn't have the privilege. But we've been given the honor. He said, beholding us in the mirror. We behold the light of the knowledge of God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. As we behold the face, we are transformed. We become more and more Christ-like. We contemplate that glory. Am I communicating? So we are not just that generation that is seeking His face. We are the generation that have seen His face. And we continually behold His face. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Next verse. Okay, let's go back to that Genesis 1 verse 2. There's something I want you to see there. No, give me King James. King James version is the official number one version. When we want to put it in good English, we'll go for New King James. So that you won't fail WAEC. You're going to write King James English for them in WAEC exam. Art thou? utterest thou. Oh boy, you write Waek in English like that, they will fail you. So sometimes we use new. The rule is that seek ye light first in King James Version, then use other version for reference. Am I communicating? The authorized King James Version remain number one. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now listen, the first problem in the Bible, is this not a problem? Look at it. Is this not a problem? Is this not a problem? Has God created any human being on the earth? So, wisdom 101. God was the first to face problem in the Bible. Anytime you are complaining of your problem, remember, God was the first to face problem in the Bible. And you will see how he solved his own problem. There was no human being on the earth at this point, yet there was problem. The earth was without God's beautiful earth that he created, now has become a soup of nothingness. And darkness was everywhere, inky blackness. God did not cry, hey, Gabriel, see my problem. Is that what God did? Hey, Michael, I will console me. Put your hand here. No, he didn't look for sympathy or pity party. He didn't throw a pity party. Some of you, anytime you are faced with problem, instead of looking for solution, you look for those that will pity you. Pity does not solve problems. So the earth was without form and void, darkness. Look up. The first major problem that God ever faced, God was the first to face problem in the Bible, and the first major problem he faced was that of darkness. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God was moved upon the face of the waters, but there was still no change. Why? Because the Spirit is looking for his walking implement. He's looking for his walking tools. It's just like a carpenter. You call a carpenter to do furniture for you. The carpenter may know how to do it, may have the ability, but as long as his tools have not arrived, he will not do anything. The Word of God is the walking tools of the Spirit of God. There is walking implement. He walks with his word. He's always waiting for his word to be released, to cause it to come to pass. He said, my mouth, it has commanded it, and his spirit, it has gathered them. Am I communicating? So you learn that partnership between the word and the spirit. They always work together. They always cooperate together to effect changes. Praise God. You need both. A doctor in theater, a surgeon in theater, he may be faced with an emergency. The surgeon may have all the skill, all the knowledge on the surgery, but as long as what? The instrument, the tools are not there, he cannot perform that surgery. How will he cut? Where is the scalpel? Where are the artery forceps? Mosquito forceps? Am I communicating? He needs his tools. That is how the Holy Spirit works. He works with his word. So that was why the Holy Ghost did not do anything until, look at the next verse 3. He was waiting for something. And God said, faith is voice activated. God said, this is the beginning point of the miraculous. Learning to decree, to speak forth God's word. Speak in line with the word. Speak under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. God said, light be in the Hebrew rendition. So God called forth light with his faith. Am I communicating? And light appeared. Who caused the light to appear? The Holy Spirit. Because he is the doer of God's word. He is a doing power. The Holy Ghost is the ability of the Godhead. He is the power of the Godhead. So anything God says, he causes it to come to pass. But it will not work until the word is released. Am I communicating? So the first official problem God ever faced in scripture was the darkness problem. And we saw the solution to the darkness problem in verse 3. What was God's official solution to the problem of the darkness covering the earth? Shout it. Light. Somebody say light. Hence the topic of my discourse, the power of light. Look up. Think of all the problem you are facing through, that you are believing God to help you, believing God for a miracle. Think of all the problem you are going through. For some is sickness, for some is financial issues, some family issues, some health issues, some issues in the academics, career, job, business, etc. For some is marital issues. Some parents, is their children that is giving them headache, giving them awanjini. Some parents cannot sleep because of their wayward children. Now, think of all the challenges and problems and the issues you are going through. Shall I tell you something? Your real issue is not those things. Your real issue is you need light. All those things is because of darkness. And what is the solution to darkness? Light. So, your real need is not money. Your real need is what? Light. There's a light that you will contact. It will turn you into a millionaire and a billionaire. Am I communicating? The real issue, the real thing you need, the real problem that you are facing is not really that health issue. It's not really sickness or disease. What you really need is light. There is a light you will contact. You will walk out of sickness without prayer. I'm telling you. You just walk out of it. There is a light that will shine upon your head. You will walk out of sickle cell anemia. Your genotype will change. All this monthly malaria, weekly typhoid, it will end. There is a light you will contact. It makes it impossible for you to die like a chicken. Some people are always afraid of death, of accident. Always afraid. They are traveling. They are always afraid of armed robbers on the road. Always afraid of accidents. Fear. Why are they living in fear? Because they lack light. There is a light of revelation you will contact. It will dispel fear totally forever. You become bold and fearless. Am I communicating? Even at gunpoint, even when hired assassin or armed robber put a gun on your head, there is a light that you contact. I'm telling you, even one iota of fear of that gun or bullet, small iota like this will not be there. Am I communicating? Somebody say light. Hayagabataya. Light is the official solution to the darkness problem in the Bible. We saw it. Seek light in the area that you need a change. Seek light in the area that you need divine intervention. Seek light in the area that you need God to come through for you. I'm telling you, your real labor should be to assess the relevant lights to come out of that affliction, come out of that challenge. The relevant light. The Bible says the labor of the foolish, Ecclesiastes 10:15, wearies every one of them because he knoweth not how. He doesn't have light how to go to the city. The problem is not that he doesn't know the destination. The problem is he doesn't know how to get there. So you see, that is an ignorance problem. It's a light problem. He's in the dark in that area. If you are not in the know, you will not be in the flow. Very important, the light of the word of God, the light of revelation. Praise God. The only cure for darkness is light. Sickness represents darkness. Poverty represents darkness. Lack represents darkness. Shortage represents darkness. Scarcity, darkness. Pain, darkness. Failure, darkness. Frustration, darkness. Chronic singleness, darkness. Senior bachelorhood, darkness. Senior spinsterhood. Is it spinsterhood? Darkness. Serial breakup every time, darkness. Some said they've paid bride price on their head, the thing still break. Darkness. What you need is light. I want you to be hungry and thirsty for light. Kai shubala kataya. Take it as a project. Because there will never be change without light. Light brings civilization. Light sponsors changes. Light sponsors transformation. Light. Magalabako Sataya. The major difference between successful people and failures is what they know. Yes, light. There's something the successful people know that those that are failures don't know. The difference between the poor and the rich is what? Knowledge. Majorly. There's something the rich know that the poor doesn't know. In fact, many poor people, this is how they think. They think that when you give me money, I will become rich. And that is why they are still poor. They think that the wealth is a physical money. They don't know that real wealth is not physical. The rich understand that real wealth is intangible resources. Sam Adeyemi wrote a book, Real Money. How many of you have read that book? Real Money. He was trying to explain that real money is not this physical cash you are seeing. It's not the physical cash, no. Real money is intangible, is invisible. You can't see it. They are there in form of ideas. They are there in form of knowledge, financial intelligence, financial literacy. They are there. Am I communicating? Real money, intangible resources, things that buy money. That's physical money. Praise God. That's why you will see rich people have library. They are always hungry for knowledge. They are always reading. They invest in financial education, financial intelligence. But you don't see the poor do that. To the poor, they think that when I work for money and they pay me salary, one day I'll become rich. Hence their frustration. Many of us that are not from well-to-do families, the truth is that check your father, check your parents. Do they have a library? Don't answer. Answer in your mind. you now understand why their condition is the way it is. Am I communicating? But you will do better. Amen. Give me Isaiah 60 verse 1. Are you learning something? Arise, shine, for thy light is come. You cannot arise and shine without light. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Give me in Amplified. No, give me that verse 1 in Amplified. Amplified. It says, arise from what? The depression and frustration in which circumstances have kept you. So this person has been in darkness. Am I communicating? Is depression not darkness? Is frustration not darkness? Adverse circumstance, darkness. So this person perhaps is frustrated on the ground like this, defeated, depressed, downcast. But Isaiah said, arise. And then arise from the depression and frustration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. And then he says, shine. And he says, to shine means be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Can you shout amen? In other words, light empowers you to arise out of frustration, out of depression. See, no matter how discouraged, depressed, downcast, or in despair that you are, there is a light you will contact from scripture. You will arise from all of that. You will shake them off. Am I communicating? Because light gives you a ray of hope. You know that, no way, my life is not ending this way. This is not the end of my life. Eh? Yes, the guy broke your heart and you loved him so much. And then you've been mourning, you are depressed, your life is no longer sweet to you again. But suddenly you contact a light. Oh, there is hope for you. He said, no, this is not the end of the world. It's not what all this me pausing my life because I'm mourning him that he broke my heart. No way. I have a beautiful future in front. And if he go, God go replace him with somebody better than him. Simple. Don't kill yourself. I say, no, kill yourself. You know why I'm telling you this? Bless you, sir. You know, when I was working in Ola Hospital, I was in charge. They used to call me emergency doctor. See, today, if you go there, just ask, you are looking for emergency doctor. They will mention my name. Because I was very good with emergency. I was handling the emergency session in the hospital. I have seen cases of, more than one, more than two. Ladies that wanted to commit suicide because of heartbreak. Honestly. Because of heartbreak. That her boyfriend broke her heart and you want to kill yourself. The boyfriend is not killing himself. You want to kill yourself. I'm telling you. One, the lady drank sniper. I'm telling you, they rushed her. Thank God they came on time. Oh. We needed to use what do they call it? The give her the antidote. Honestly, we needed to give her the antidote and all of that. Manager, thank God we were able to resuscitate her. After she came back alive and was fine. And then ask her, what happened? Why did you drink sniper? She then narrated the story. There is this her boyfriend that she loves so much. Listen, let me tell you something. As a lady, if you love a guy more than the guy loves you in a relationship, don't marry that guy. Come and meet me for counseling. I will tell you, don't marry him. Listen, let him love you more than you love him. That's what the Bible say. You see, husband, love your wife. It's women that need love more. Yeah. Eh? This is one of the mistakes ladies make. You love this guy so much. that even your money you are sending to him. He has never given you one kobo. He's a parasite. He knows that you love him more than he loves you. So he will use that opportunity and be collecting things from you. Am I? And then you say love has blinded your eyes. Come and meet us. We'll help you open your eyes. You know, sometimes when you are in love like that, you need somebody that is not in love with the person like you to help you see well. Am I communicating? That is usually the problem. You see a guy that is not so much into a lady, but the girl is dying for this guy. And she insists that she must marry him. Now you now marry him. Even in the relationship, he's already cheating on you. Yes, he's just managing you. You want to kill yourself because of him. Even the call, you are the one calling. He does not call you. You will be the one calling all the time. Do you still need a prophet? See, if a guy really loves you, he will be the one doing the calling more. He will call you far more. Once you say you are in a relationship, the guy doesn't have your time. And then every time he will be giving an excuse that he's busy. Let me tell you the truth. A guy is never busy for a lady he truly loves. I'm telling you. No matter how busy, even if his name is called busy, he will create time. He will create time for the person he loves. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, a whole week. He will call you like once or twice. Even the call is 1 minute, 2 seconds. That one I love. You don't enter one chance. You will be the one calling all the time. After calling him with your credit for over 20 minutes, he will now ask you to send him recharge card. You need deliverance from the hand of that guy. Am I communicating? Don't be desperate. Don't say because pressure from age, pressure from this, you want to marry anybody. No. Is that not how people have married the devil? It's women of God that will now suffer because they will be coming all the time for prayer and counseling. It's true now. Will you say because you are so thirsty and desperate, you say anything liquid I will drink. Petrol is liquid. Kerosene is liquid. Will you say because you are so thirsty, you will drink those ones? No, don't go and marry any man just because he say age is not on my side. It's better not to marry at all than to go and marry one devil somewhere. Some guy safe, that is how they have married Mami Water spirit. Yes, they marry Mami Water. Real, for real. Even some men of God have married Mami Water. Some prophets have married Mami Water. I'm telling you, with all their prophetic eyes, they did not see. They didn't know. They didn't know. They married Mami Water. I'm telling you. That is how a man of God went and married Mami Water. He didn't know. Don't just follow beauty. You say, the girl fine, die. She get cough. She just perfect. Everything just set. Okay. Everything is set. By the time they upset your destiny. Praise God. You understand? A man of God went and married Mami Watao. Both the girl and her mother, they are both Mami Water from the marine world. They finished his ministry, his church. The church closed, the church died by their ministry, by their operation. Even the man of God self, he didn't know his spiritual power. Everything was going down until he ran for help. And then God told him, You should go on 70 days prayer and fasting. That was the instruction. 70 days. You see, these people, after the mommy water, wife and the mother, after they finished the ministry, destroyed his ministry, closed down, the man of God was a shadow of himself. No more power, nothing. He was frustrated. Two of them, they disappeared. They ran away. They left him stranded. So he cried, went for retreat. God said, go on 70 days fast. He went, he fasted. After he finished the fast, he felt like going to the toilet. He went. He excreted something that like cowries or something. He excreted something, and then the thing turned into a serpent and then disappeared. The second one, there were two of it. That one turned into a crocodile and disappeared. And God told him, these were the demonic deposits that were planted in you by your wife. You know, of course, your wife, they have sex together now. So she planted those things. And that was how his deliverance came. They say, marry according to God's word. You say, no. You want to follow Hollywood formula. Okay. We'll hear from you very soon. Another person married Mami Water. They did wedding, they danced. This girl fine die. You understand? Yeah, he didn't know. So they escorted them to hotel room. Everybody told them bye bye. Now in the night, honeymoon, he touched his wife. Oh, I will destroy her. She belongs to me. What? The guy first go on light. Who am I marrying? You will not marry Mami Wata in Jesus' name. Am I communicating? Life is spiritual. Oh, Jesus. If you want to tempt me, we'll do relationship and marriage seminar. Don't worry. We'll pick 1 month. The whole month will be relationship and marriage seminar. And it's going to be very practical. Because there will be question and answer session. Don't miss it when the time comes. Okay, right. What is light? We are looking at the power of light. What is light? Number one, light refers to revelation knowledge of the truth. Revelation knowledge of the truth. Understand that the kingdom of God is called the kingdom of light. Satan's kingdom is called the kingdom of darkness. Satan rules in darkness. Satan rules over those in darkness. That's why Ephesians 6 verse 12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's to tell you that the darkness of this world has rulers behind it. Demons rule in darkness. Satan rule in darkness. They rule over those who are in darkness. The darkness of ignorance. The darkness of fear. Am I communicating? The darkness of deception. These are Satan's weapon of mass destruction. What is the cure? Somebody say light. The light of revelation knowledge of the truth. In John 8:32, Jesus declared, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth that you know shall what make you free. Truth has liberation power, liberating power. Nothing liberates like truth. To the degree that you have access to the light of revelation knowledge of the truth is to the degree that you enjoy freedom. Any area that you are in the dark, you will suffer captivity and bondage. The first born of ignorance is bondage. Captivity. Light sponsors freedom and liberty. Ignorance sponsors captivity and bondage. Anywhere you see people in ignorance, they are in the dark. Just know that Satan will take advantage of that, their ignorance, to bring them into captivity and bondage, slavery. That's why Hosea 4 verse 6, God declared that my people, oh, what a personal pronoun, my people, they are my people, they are my people, they are Christians, they are born again, they are my people, yet they are what? Destroyed. For what? Lack of knowledge. He didn't say because of Satan. He didn't say my people are destroyed because of Satan or sickness or death or poverty. He said because of what? Lack of knowledge. So it's a light problem. No revelation knowledge. The light of revelation knowledge of the finished work of Christ, of what Jesus has accomplished for us through his death, his burial, his resurrection. Lack of revelation knowledge of who you are in Christ, your identity, your true identity. Lack of revelation knowledge of what you have in Christ, your inheritance, your right and privileges. Lack of revelation knowledge of what you can do through Christ, your ability. Paul said, I can do all things. Apostle Paul said, all things are yours. He said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Am I communicating? Look up. Revelation is a major currency for transaction in the realm of the spirit. Revelation knowledge, very powerful. Your revelation determines your manifestation. Your revelation is what defines your experience. Your revelation of God is what defines and determines your experience of God. Your revelation determines your destination. Am I communicating? Nothing empowers like revelation knowledge. My people are destroyed. Anywhere there is darkness, there will be destruction. Because Satan will strike. He rules. He is king over those who are in darkness. Isaiah 5:13, he says, therefore God declaring, he said, my people, is it? Therefore, my people, is using personal pronoun again. My people are gone into captivity. Can you see? Can you see? Can you see? They are gone into captivity, slavery, bondage, because they have no knowledge. Anywhere there is ignorance, there must be captivity, bondage, and slavery. My people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Look at next verse. Next verse, please. He said, therefore, I didn't say amplified. Next verse. Therefore, hell has what? Talk to me. Hell has enlarged herself. Can you see? The power of hell is your ignorance. Your ignorance is what empowers hell. It says hell has enlarged herself, an open amount without measure. Therefore, their glory. You see why people lose their glory. They lose, see, multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into hell. Why? Because they have no knowledge. But thank God, light is coming to you. In Proverbs 11 verse 9, it says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. There is deliverance that comes by the anointing. Then there is deliverance that comes by revelation knowledge of the truth. Do you know, just the teaching, accurate teaching, precise, accurate teaching of God's word brings about so many deliverance. Even without people shaking and shouting. I'm telling you, many people don't know that. Many people don't know that. There are some people that have met me, and I look at them, I want to pray for them. Some of them, the Holy Ghost will tell me, this person does not need prayer. What the person needs is deliverance by revelation knowledge. You understand? There was someone like that. She has gone from one prayer house to another prayer house to another prayer house. You know, there are some people that are customers in all the prayer houses. They have card in almost all, just like some patients have card in almost all the hospital in Jos.
anyone that they feel like going, they feel they we attend to them fast, they go. You know, some people are like that. Almost every prayer house, they know them. Eh? But let them come, let them sit down to be taught God's word. For where? They don't value God's word, though. They will say they don't have time. You will never see them. You will never see them. Bible study for where? But they are always running from pillar to post. Man of God, pray for me. Man of God. Meanwhile, the solution to their problem is light. Light of revelation knowledge. This person has attended. Ah, the person was even, my wife knows the person. The person, this kind of, she was telling me, she attended vigil. Yeah, went to another vigil. There was one they put candle. Some fetish things like that. They prayed on water that she should bathe with it. All these babalawo practices that people are bringing into church. Because we now have jasmine on suit, native doctor on suit. And then they say they are pastors. They say they are prophets. They are even major seer one. Because customers are not coming to them. They have decided to turn into do church business. That's why you need discernment. Can you find anything like that in the Bible? That they prayed on water, that you should bathe with the water, and your problem will be over. Is that not how there are some jasmine on suit have bathed women naked in a river? Say they are looking for fruit of the womb. Say, are you sure? You believe you really believe in this oil I carry? My oil is original, not granite oil, real one. Oh yeah, come and meet me exactly 4:30 a.m. along that river, that stream. I'll be waiting for you. Wear white, tie white wrapper, because I'm going to bait you, and then you will have twins. I hear the woman say, "Amen." Not true. They won't tell their husband, they will just disappear. Some women are funny. How can somebody tell you that and you will do so? Where is it like that in the Bible? Is that what the Bible teaches? This is babalawo practice. I'm telling you. That is how some people have slept with women, innocently. They've slept with them, even raped some of them. Settle down with the word of God. Yeah. Settle down. You understand? In some churches, you call for night vigil, you see plenty of people. Just call for Bible study. They will not show. Sir, am I lying? They don't like Bible study. He said, "And ye shall know." Okay. But true knowledge shall what? They just be delivered. Did you see that? True knowledge shall what? Delivered. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Tell your neighbor, go for the light of revelation knowledge. In Psalm 82 verse 5, it says, "They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundation of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are God." Psalm 82 verse 5. He said, "They know not." Can you see that? The problem is ignorance. It began with ignorance problem. "Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are of course." Next verse. He said, "I have said." They were ignorant of what God said. God said it before, but they did not listen. God said it, they didn't know it. God said it, they didn't understand it. "With all thy getting, get understanding." All of you are children of the Most High, but because they don't know, because they don't understand. Next verse. Look at what will happen. Look at how they will end. "But ye shall die like men." You suffer the same fate of mortal men because of ignorance and fall like one of the princes. That's not your portion in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, "I will go for the light
of revelation knowledge? I will value the word of God above my necessary food. I will make every sacrifice to hear God's word. I will prioritize the word of God above all else. John chapter 1 verse 5. It says, I even forgot the ending of that woman's story I'm giving you. When I told her, God said, see, what she needs is accurate teaching, light of revelation knowledge. Say, tell her to be coming, get our messages, be coming. Do you know, till today, as I'm talking to you now, she has not done it. In fact, I didn't see the person again. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Light will cheaply dominate darkness any day, anytime, anywhere. The dominion of light over darkness is instant and unquestionable. Am I communicating? You can dominate darkness in any area of your life by locating the light of revelation knowledge of the truth that has the solution, and then that is how you dominate the darkness. Am I communicating? What is light number two? Light entails enlightenment, illumination, and insight into mysteries and secrets. Give me Ephesians 1:17. Light entails enlightenment, illumination, insight into mysteries and secrets. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus, give me an amplified, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Then, look how amplified put it. It says, God the Father of glory may give you, may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into what? Mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. Verse 18. By having the eyes of your understanding flooded with light. My prayer is that this will become your experience in this service. The eyes of your understanding, the eyes of your faith will be flooded with light. The light of revelation knowledge. It says so that you can know, so that you become aware and understand three things. Number one, the hope to which he has called you, the hope of your calling, your assignment, your life assignment, your ministry, your calling, your God-given vision. Many don't know because the eyes of their understanding has not been flooded with light. Number two, how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, he set apart ones. Then number three, what is the exceeding great? Okay, give me in King James Version now. Give me this in King James Version. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The eyes of your dianoia, the understanding there is dianoia. It talks of faculty of deep thoughts or imagination. Imagination. Okay? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The Greek word there is photizo. It means to shed rays of light. It's not like this floodlight. Have you seen those floodlights that they use for events and crusades and sport? You know, very high intensity. If you put one of these floodlights, one of them here, you will think that this place is heaven. Praise God. It says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know. You now come to the awareness of three things. Number one, what is the hope of his calling? That's God's calling upon your life, your high calling in Christ. Number two, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saint? So your inheritance in Christ is inside you, but you can only partake of your inheritance in light. We'll see it in Colossians 1 verse 12. You can only partake and enjoy it in light, not in darkness. Many Christians cannot partake of their inheritance in Christ. They are not enjoying it. Why? They are in darkness, ignorance, the darkness of ignorance. What is the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Then next verse, the third thing that you will come to know and be aware of is what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Let me tell you something. Many Christians have not come to the revelation knowledge and understanding of the power of the Holy Ghost they carry. They speak in tongues, oh, but they have not come to the awareness. And you cannot walk in some dimensions of that power without this revelation knowledge and awareness. Am I communicating? This is very important. I've searched throughout the Bible. I didn't see any of the early church or apostles praying for power, praying for anointing. I've not seen any. Have you seen? Me, I've not seen. No. The only prayer I keep seeing is for them to come to what? The awareness, the revelation of that power, so that they can walk in it. Didn't Apostle Paul pray the same kind of prayer? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Apostle Paul didn't say, give me more power. Because the day you receive the Holy Ghost, all of God's power came to reside. He said, give me more power. Holy God will say, which one? Which one again? And I didn't keep back anyone. When I gave you the Holy Ghost, I gave you everything. What you need is for your eyes to open, to be flooded, so that you come to the awareness of the power you carry, so that you can walk in it. Am I communicating? What is the exceeding greatness of his power? Give me this in Amplified. To us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. In fact, three Greek words for power are in that verse. Dunamis, Iskus, Kratos, all combined. The only Greek word for power that is not there is exousia, which is authority. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable, unlimited. Many Christians are still afraid of native doctors because they don't know the power they carry. They have not come to the awareness of the power they carry. The average Christian is afraid of a mad person, real madman. If I'm lying, we'll do an experiment. I tell you, the afraid believer that is tongue talking, chakalaka baka brakatapra, but they lack revelation knowledge of what they carry. It's funny. A madman will be coming like this. Fear will make them change route. Now, the madman, even if the madman is possessed, at least you know he's not with Satan. He's with demons. Demons are less than Satan. And the Bible says, Satan, their master, is under your feet. You are superior to him. You carry the powerhouse of God. He says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But because it has not become an awareness, it has not become their consciousness, they will now run away from a madman possessed by small demons. Demons and Holy Ghost, who is greater? I'm telling you the truth. We need to come to the revelation knowledge, the awareness, the consciousness of this truth. I'm telling you. There was a time I was going to walk in Ola. A madman crossed over to the other side. He came and knelt down like this and raised up his hand in front of me. I was rushing to walk. I didn't have time. I just left him. Some people were wondering what was happening. Somebody said, power. See, you need to know what you carry, so that you will not be afraid of small witches. Say they press your neck today, I say, pull hot water. Press na here, na this side. Tomorrow they press here again. Next tomorrow they slap you. You wake up with Yoruba mark. You don't know what you carry. Now you supposed press their neck. Am I communicating? Somebody say deliverance by knowledge. Revelation knowledge of the truth. It was Pastor David Ibiomi that said something. He suffered every time he will be treating malaria. They will give him injection on this bonbon. The thing has not recovered. He will collect another one. Child, He said one day he decided to see all this weekly malaria, monthly malaria, collecting an algae. Those days they were using an algae injection for pain, anti-malaria. He said no. He then was studying scripture for permanent solution to this sickness problem, and then bam, he stumbled on Matthew 8:17. Himself took our infirmities. In fact, Bishop Oyedepo's own is more rugged. The encounter he had from that scripture, he said his own, he said he literally saw the sickness being taken in a vision when he was meditating. He said he saw how Jesus took it. He saw it physically. With the eyes of his spirit. He saw it being taken for it. He saw Jesus taking it, himself took. So what he took, I don't have. What he took, I cannot have. What he took, I will not allow any devil to force on me. It's contraband. Am I communicating? If you only say that scripture, boom, light came out and entered him. He said, no way, I can never be sick again. See, that was how he walked out of malaria today, typhoid tomorrow. Light. Am I communicating? You sit down, you settle down with light, with scriptural revelation. I'm just challenging you. Look at Job 29 from verse 1. Job said he became the greatest man in the East by trading the light of the truth, of revelation knowledge of the truth. He became great by trading truth, not tricks. We don't rise by tricks. We rise in the kingdom by trading truth. The light of revelation knowledge of the truth. Job continued his parable and said, next verse, oh that I were as in month past, as in the days when God preserved me. Next verse, when his candle shined upon my head. When by his light, can you see? When by his light I walked through the darkness. See, the darkness confronting you is not an issue when you have access to light. You can walk through any darkness. You can walk through and overcome any challenge once you have light, because light represents solution. Am I communicating? By his light I walk through the darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. He had access to divine secret, access to mysteries concerning kingdom wealth, concerning prosperity. He had access to real money, revelation, knowledge, divine ideas, money making ideas, investment ideas. Am I communicating? The secret of God. One thing God will show you will make your business explode. One revelation God will show you, your CGPA with some assault. One revelation God will show you, you will just marry this year cheaply. One revelation God will show you, I'm telling you, your finances will stumble to the realm of 670s. Polagabadaya. The secret of God. He became the greatest, richest, wealthiest man in the East, and by extension in the then world. By what? Trading revelation knowledge. Next verse. When the Almighty was here with me, my children were about me. Verse 6. When I washed my steps with butter. You see that? Abundance. Something was revealed to him that launched him to the realm of surplus abundance. And the rock poured me out rivers of oil. That will be your realm. I say that is your realm in Jesus' name. Number 3, what is light? Light means understanding. Psalm 119 verse 30, understanding, perception and comprehension. Light means understanding. And when we talk of understanding, we mean perception, comprehension. It says the entrance, Psalm 119 verse 130, actually. It says The entrance of thy words giveth light. The word of God itself is light. So the entrance giveth light. And it giveth what? Understanding unto the simple. The power of sight. Seeing power. Shabalagadaya. Number four, what is light? Light connotes wisdom. Give me Daniel chapter 5 verse 11. Light connotes wisdom. Wisdom. The light of God's word represents or also can also refers to the wisdom of God. One definition of wisdom that we said when we did wisdom series last year was that wisdom means what? The light. Light of revelation. Light of scriptural truth. Light. There is a man in thy kingdom. This was when there was a problem. Mene mene teken, offasin. You remember the handwriting that God wrote against the wall? That nobody, all the magicians, they could not interpret the meaning until the king's leg was shaking like this, knocking against the knee out of fear. Then the queen mother came in. He said, there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and the days of thy father are light. Somebody say light. Light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, actually thy grandfather. Nebuchadnezzar was his grandfather, actually. The king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians. Astrologer, Chaldean, soothsayers, verse 12. It says, for as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams, showing out sentences, dissolving of doubt, were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. The king named him after their gods. You remember, when Daniel interpreted the king's dream, Nebuchadnezzar's dream, he worshipped Daniel and offered oblation to him. You remember? He then named him after their gods because he knew that he is not an ordinary man. Praise God. So, 10 facts to note about light. Number one, 10 facts. 10 facts to note about light. Number one, light changes the seasons of life. The seasons of our life change at the instance of light. Light is a life transformer. Light is a destiny transformer. Light defines the times and seasons of life. Light demarcates times and seasons. Give me Genesis 1:14. Genesis 1:14. Are we there? He said, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for what? For signs and for seasons. So light defines times and seasons. They change the seasons of our life. Anytime you want the season of your life to change, go for light. Am I communicating? The light of revelation. The light of the truth. By the time you encounter that light. Listen, not all encounters are spectacular, experiential encounters. You know, when we say encounter, many people don't understand. See, there are two types of encounters. The first one is word-based. Okay, how do I put it? Revelation-based word encounter. I can meditate on a truth until I have an encounter with that truth from the Bible. Am I communicating? I just gave you an example of how Bishop Oyedepo and Ibiomi had an encounter. Now, just because they didn't see an angel with wings, or just because their eyes did not open and then they saw vision of Jesus, does not mean it's not an encounter. There is revelation-based word encounter. That you saw it from the truth, or it may be that you were listening to a message, or just like you are sitting and listening to me right now, and suddenly a truth from the scripture just hit you. That's an encounter.
It may not be spectacular, but it is supernatural. So, word-based encounters are authentic, they are supernatural, they are not inferior to spectacular encounters. I've had a lot of word-based encounters from scriptures. That's one type of encounter, because many people don't know that. They only know the second type, which is spectacular encounters, experiential encounters, visionary encounter, encounter with angels, encounter with the Holy Ghost. Now, all of that is nice, but that's not the only type of encounter. That's my point. Am I communicating? All of them are supernatural, but all of them are not spectacular. Hello. Comprehende? When you encounter light from the scripture, I'm telling you, it shifts you supernaturally. It changes the season of your life. Totally. You are moved to another dimension. Dr. Paul Enenche said something. He said he was preparing for healing and deliverance service in Dunamis some years back, and he was meditating on the book of Acts. He saw how the Bible says in the early church they carried sick people, they put them on the street so that at least the shadow of Peter should fall on them. He said he looked at the scripture, something jumped on him. He looked at it, something jumped on him. He looked at it, something jumped on him. And then, pow, without prayer, he came for the meeting. He then said, if you know you are already healed, he has not prayed, nothing. You know you are healed, come out. And he said, a long row. He has not prayed, though. He has not ministered to anybody. He said, you know you are already healed, come out. And a long row of people, if almost all the sick people, they were already healed. So what happened? Somebody said, light. See, the light he saw shifted his healing ministry to another dimension. Light changes the season. There are some of you that even your prayer point will change. Even your prayer life will change by the time you encounter some light from scriptures. Praise God. The Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh. How? By the word of God. I think it's 1 Samuel 3 verse 21. 1 Samuel 3 21. It says, and the Lord appeared. Is this not an encounter? The Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh. How? Look at the medium by which the encounter happened. Because God and his word are one and the same. He revealed himself to Samuel by his word. This is what we call a word-based encounter. This is a revelation-based word encounter. And it is very powerful. Encounters, they crystallize conviction. They make a thing or a person more real to you. It's not that the things become more real, though. The things have always been there. God has been there. His word has always been there. It is to you that is not always real. So encounter will make it more real to you. It crystallizes conviction. Am I communicating? It concretizes conviction. Just the same way when water mixes with cement. What happened? The thing set, right? It concretizes. That's what encounters do. Number two, fact about light. Light empowers for dominion. Light empowers for dominion. Dominion talks about rulership. Dominion talks about control, governmental control, leadership. Dominion talks about authority. Light empowers for dominion. Genesis 1 verse, okay, John chapter, okay. Let me just take Genesis first. Genesis 1:16. We rule and reign in this kingdom by the power of light. By the power of light. We rule and reign by light. God made two great light, the greater light to rule by day, the lesser light to rule. Can you see that? Light to what? Rule. So, Light empowers you for dominion, rulership. In this kingdom, we rule and reign by light. If you want to rule over poverty, go for the relevant light on prosperity. Am I communicating? If you want to rule over failure, over sickness, over frustration, over any area of life, go for the light of the truth concerning that area. Ask yourself, what does the Bible say about it? Go for light. Locate the relevant scriptural solution. Locate the relevant principles to apply. And then you walk in dominion in that realm. Praise God. In John 1 verse 5, it says, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Light empowers you for signs and wonders. For signs and wonders. Light sponsors boldness and fuels your faith. Light sponsors what? Boldness. You know, when children are in the dark, they are always afraid. But the moment NEPA bring light, hey, everybody is rejoicing. Light sponsors boldness and it fuels your faith. Am I communicating? In 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 15, the king of Syria had sent his army to go and arrest the man of God, Elisha, who was at Dothan. And his servant, when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, and host encamped the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? You see, he was full of fear. He was stranded. Now watch this. And he answered, the man of God said, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. There was a light that the man of God had that the servant did not have. Watch this. The servant was in fear. The man of God was bold. The man of God was in faith. He was not in fear. What's the difference between the two of them? Somebody say light. He said, they thou be with us. He was conscious of a truth that the servant did not know. And more than they that be with them, the angelic chariots of fire, angels and chariots of fire that are with them far outnumber the demons that is leading that Syrian host. Then verse 17, and Elisha prayed. He said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. He prayed for the servant. He said, open his eyes that he may see. Can you see? Look up, look up. When I meditated on this scripture, the Holy Ghost told me that every form of fear is sponsored by spiritual blindness. You are in fear because you are spiritually blind. If God will open your eyes to see the revelation of the truth about the matter, you will not be afraid. You will continue to live in fear to sickness, in fear to poverty, in fear to failure and frustration, for as long as your eyes have not been opened to the relevant light that makes for dominion over all of them. Am I communicating? He said, God, open my eyes. When it's time to pray, you will pray this prayer. Yes, you will pray this prayer. God, open my eyes. There's something that you will see that I'm telling you, every form of fear, fear of death, fear of failure, fear of success. Some people are even afraid of success. Fear of poverty, fear of sickness, fear of lack. All of that, they will leave your life. They will wave you bye-bye, you will wave them back. There is a light your eyes will be open to. May your eyes be anointed with eye salves. He said, open his eyes that the young man may see. And he opened his eyes and he saw. And behold, look at what he saw. The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. Can you shout amen? Amen. Next. Light brings solution. Light brings what? Solution. Light provides answers. Matthew 5 verse 14.
Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You are the solution. He said, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, kings shall come to the brightness of your rising. Matthew 5:14, he said, you are the light of the world. Also means you are the solution of the world. Stop complaining, stop mourning and bemoaning the problems plaguing this world, and forget that you are the solution to the problem. It says, saviors shall arise from Mount Zion. Who are saviors? They are solution providers. Can you shout amen? With the light of God that they carry, with the light of God's word, they provide solution. Light provides solution. Light provides answers. You are the light of the world. You are a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Next verse. It says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but under the candlestick. It giveth light unto all that are in the house. Look at verse 16. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Philippians 2:15. See, I'm telling you, you are the solution to the poverty problem in your family. You are the solution to the poverty problem in Africa, in Nigeria. You are the solution to the sickness problem, the failure, the bad government, the corrupt governmental system. You are the solution. Arise and take responsibility. It says, darkness shall cover the earth, but the Lord shall arise upon you. His glory shall be seen. And kings and the Gentiles will come to you for solution. He said that ye may be blameless and harmless as sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Among ye, among whom ye what? Shine as lights in the world. Let me tell you, neighbor, shine your light. Provide solution. Next, light fuels manifestation. Ephesians 5:13. The sons of God manifest by light. You know, the Bible says the earnest expectation of the creature eagerly await for the manifestations of the sons of God. The sons of God will not manifest in the dark. They manifest by light. Somebody say light. Ephesians 5:13, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by light. Light sponsors manifestation. You want to manifest in any realm, go for light. It was the light Daniel had that empowered him to manifest in Babylon until he became the most preferred among the three presidents because he had an excellent spirit. It was the light that Joseph had that made him manifest in Egypt, the then world power. He could provide solution to the king's dream. He could interpret and then come forth with a 14-year agro-economic plan, which bailed out Egypt and the then world from those 7 years of famine. Somebody say, go for light. If you want to manifest in any field, in your area of calling, manifestation is fueled by light. Romans 8:19, he said, the earnest expectation of the creature eagerly await for the manifestation. Apocalypsis, revelation of the sons of God. That's Romans 8:19. Next, light gives direction and guidance. Light gives what? Direction and guidance. Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 105. Light gives direction and guidance. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Remember, the word of God is light. The word of God itself is light. Say, the entrance of thy word, it giveth light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What does lamp give? What does lamp give? Illumination, direction, guidance. The same thing, light unto my path. So light gives direction. You see, your bailout from confusion is access to light. The reason why you are confused is because you don't yet have light. You don't have the right kind of light that you need. The moment light comes, every confusion will clear off. Because you receive clear-cut direction. The wisdom of God shows you what to do.
You receive guidance. Give me Psalm 78 verse 14. Psalm 78 verse 14. It says, in the daytime also, the children of Israel, in the daytime also, this is the children of Israel, their journey in the wilderness for 40 years. He led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of what? Fire. You remember the Shekinah presence of God that went with them in a pillar of cloud by day, in a pillar of fire by night. The light of God's presence gave them guidance and direction through that fiery wilderness, terrible wilderness, dangerous wilderness journey. Nehemiah 9 verse 12. Nehemiah 9 verse 12. They were supernaturally guided. Moreover, thou leadest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. I prophesy to somebody, you will not be confused anymore. Amen. You will make the right decision. Amen. The wisdom of God will guide you. The light of God will give you direction, give you guidance in the name of Jesus. Amen. In 2 Peter 1 verse 19, he said, for we have a more sure word of prophecy, unto which ye do well that ye take heed, as like unto a light that shineth in the dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Can you shout amen? Amen. So the word of God, the light of the word, gives you direction and guidance. Next, walking in the light of God is walking in the love of God. In the New Testament, we were told God is love. And then God is light. God is love. God is light. Walking in the light of God equals walking in the love of God. 1 John chapter 2 verse 9 to 11. 1 John 2, 9 to 11. Walking in the light of God equals walking in the love of God. He said, he that seeth is in the light and hated his brother is what? In darkness. Up till now. So if you walk in hatred, anger, bitterness, all of that, you are in the dark. Next, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light. So walking in love is walking in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. You don't stumble when you are walking in the light. Verse 11, but he that hated his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth. You see that? Doesn't even know where he's going. Because that darkness has blinded his eyes. May you be delivered from any form of blindness that is due to hatred. Walk in love. Don't harbor grudges. Don't be bitter. You see, you won't be able to see. It will, this kind of, becloud your vision. Praise God. Next, light gives energy. I like this one. In bracket, put power and the anointing. Light gives energy, power and the anointing. The light of God carries and conveys and communicates the power of God. The light of God conveys and communicates the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Light gives energy. Light conveys and communicates energy. Do we have physics students in the house? Is this light? Is it the light? We're told that scientists let us know in the natural that life on earth, listen, life on earth is sustained by the sun, the energy of the sun, through of us. Because the plant need light energy for them to manufacture their food through the process called what? Biology student, talk to me. Photosynthesis. Without light, can photosynthesis happen? No. And watch this. What is the end product of photosynthesis? Apart from the food, what else? Oxygen. Now, that oxygen is what animals and humans, what? Depends on to survive. They breathe in. Now, human beings, they inhale oxygen, they exhale carbon dioxide. And that carbon dioxide, plant trap it together with what? Sunlight. They manufacture their food and release oxygen. That oxygen is needed to sustain animal life and even human life. Can you survive without oxygen? Can you see that life on earth is sustained by the sun? Even in Egyptian mythology, the sun god called Raha, they believe Raha is the one that is controlling life on earth. The ancient Egyptians, because they know that life on earth is sustained by the sun. There are so many nuclear, thermonuclear reactions taking place in the core of the sun. Nuclear fusion, releasing enormous amount of heat and light energy. You hear that scientists go to the moon. When last did you hear they went to the sun? May them try them, they go fry. Now only angel, now if you go sun. God revelation, John said, I saw an angel standing in the sun. Kabaya. Somebody say power. Scientists, nobody try that one. Praise God. Even Jesus in Malachi 4:2, Jesus is called the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. The Son of Righteousness with what? Healing in his wings. That's why most times the healing anointing is like fire, heat. Not all the time, but most times. The healing anointing is like fire, it's like heat. Because Jesus is called the Son of Righteousness. His son cold. And then he says with healing in his wings. That if you came here sick, that healing fire is coming upon you. I'm trying to round up. Now, give me Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 4. Habakkuk 3 verse 4. Light empowers you to shine and do the works of Jesus. You can perform miracles, miraculous manifestation, get supernatural results when you operate by light. Light empowers for flight. We fly by the power of light. Kalabashataya. Light strengthens you. Light energizes you for exploits. Now, Habakkuk 3:4, it says, and his brightness was as the light. Talking about the glory of God. His brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand. And there was the hiding of his power. Give me this in Amplified. You will get it clearer. We say light carries energy. The power of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is conveyed and communicated by the light of revelation, by the light of God's glory. It says, and his brightness was like the sunlight. Semicolon. It says, rays streamed from his hand. And there in the sun-like splendor was what? The hiding place of his power. Even in the natural, physicists tell us that light contains tiny packets of energy called photons. How many of you have heard of photons? Physics student, photons. What are photons? They are tiny packets of energy like that. They are less than neutron, electron, and proton. They are less than these ones. This one is photon. P-H-O-T-O-N. You know, I told you I like physics. So, photons are tiny packets of energy that light contains. So, light carries energy. Shaga barakataya. So, it says, it's describing the glory of God. It's like rays stream forth from God's hand. And there in the sun-like splendor was the hiding place of his power. Can you shout amen? Amen. You know, there is Christ as the wisdom of God. Then there is Christ as what? The power of God. Now, there is a connection between the two. If you read Ephesians 1:17 to 19, you will see that he said that God will grant you the spirit of wisdom for revelation in the knowledge of him, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, right? And then, what is what? the glorious, his glorious inheritance in the saint, then what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Can you see that the journey to power began with what? Wisdom. The spirit of wisdom and revelation, like an usher, will bring you to realm of power, unlimited surpassing power. So there are some realms of power you cannot walk in if you don't assess the light of revelation knowledge of the truth, the light of God's wisdom, because that is what will carry you like an usher to those realms of power. Am I communicating? Christ, the wisdom of God, is the doorway to Christ, the power of God. Paul said that I may know him. Shagabarosofrakatanamanasa. Psalm 107 verse 20, it says, and ye shall, he sent forth his word healed them. Can you see that? His word is light. He sent a word into Jacob. It lighted upon Israel. That is Isaiah 9 verse 8. The word is likened to light. He says, he sent forth the light of his word. And that light carries what? The light of the word carries healing power, healing virtue. And the word healed them. You see, there's an anointing on me. One of the anointing on me is that as I teach, miracles happen. As I teach, do you know, as I'm teaching you now, do you know your bodies are getting healed? In case you came here sick, you will just realize the pain is gone. You realize the growth has disappeared. You realize that you are now strong. You know, that sickness has left. I saw it in the word. He said he sent forth his word and his word healed them. The word of God carries the healing power of God. This word you are hearing is healing your body. This word you are hearing, I'm telling you, is performing surgery. It will uproot that fibroid. It will destroy that cancer, that tumor, that growth. He sent his word. His word healed them and delivered them. The word of God can give you healing. The word of God can deliver you. I told you, deliverance come not just by the anointing. Deliverance also come by what? The light of revelation knowledge. Through knowledge shall the just be delivered. A lot of deliverance happen as you preach the word. Eh? Maleko bakataya. You know, some men of God like to use anointing shine. They want to cast out a demon. What is your name? They will be discussing with the demon for 30 minutes. How do you people operate? See, the only time Jesus asks a demon, what is your name, is in his encounter with that legion. Only once. So men of God have turned the thing into cinema. Say, hey, you are from the marine kingdom. Well, tell us how you people operate. Say, we have formation. He sent his word. His word what? Delivered. After all the drama. Hey, come out, Ebota. Hey, come out. Say, I will come out, but in 5 minutes' time. Yeah, after 5 minutes' time, you say, eh, I will have come out too, but this sister here, she ate amala and egusi soup this morning. Is it not written in your book that this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting? But man of God, you ate pounded yam this morning, so I'm not coming out. You see, that's why you need to be equipped with revelation knowledge. No demon can tell me that rubbish. Oh, can't deceive me. Am I communicating? One demon said, me, I'll come out to about clear road. Because when I come out, now straight at the pass. No one, anybody made it on my part. And you will see people of God, even men of God, obeying demons. Oh, yeah, clear road. They are conducting deliverance. Hey. Then demon spoke. Oh, this one. She did not cover her head. I'm not coming out because she didn't cover her head.
They will now tap the sister. Please, sister, can you excuse us? See, if you are conducting deliverance, you don't take order from demons. Have you not heard that they are liars? Even though they tell your name that your name is Mafeng, it's still a lie. You don't take orders from demons. Jesus has given us authority and power over them. They don't tell us what to do. We tell them what to do. And they must obey. Praise God. Write this down. Light strengthens and energizes you for exploit. Proverbs 24 verse 5, a wise man is strong, a man of knowledge increases strength. Ecclesiastes 7:19, wisdom strengtheneth a wise man more than 10 mighty men in a city. Daniel 11:32b, the people that do know their God, they shall be strong, they shall do exploit. Next, light means influence, impact and relevance. John 5:35, light means what? Influence. Impact and relevance. John 5:35. Jesus' testimony of John the Baptist. He said it was a burning and a shining light. It was a what? Burning and a shining light. And ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Daniel 1:21. Daniel became relevant for like four consecutive administration. Is the secret of his perpetual relevance was the light he had. You are useless outside of your purpose. You are very useless to the world outside of your purpose. It's in the area of your purpose that you influence your world, you impact your world, and you become relevant. Next, light gives hope. That's vision, and then joy. Life gives hope and joy. That's why we're always happy anytime NEPA bring light. Children, even some adults, they still do, hey, NEPA, up NEPA. If you've not done it before, let me see your hand. Look at them. The excitement, the joy. Life gives hope, in bracket, vision, and then joy. Proverbs 15:30. Proverbs 15:30. It says, the light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart. The light of the eyes rejoice. That's why when you contact revelation, there is this joy of discovery. Eureka! And then you rejoice. The light of the eyes rejoiced. They had a good report, maketh the bones fat. Then we saw earlier, John 5:35, that John the Baptist was a burning and a shining light, and men were for a season willing to rejoice in his light. May your generation rejoice in your light. Next, I think this is the last one. Light brings civilization and light shapes culture. Light brings what? Civilization. The light of God's word brings civilization of God's kingdom, and it shapes culture. Isaiah 9 verse 8, God sent a word into Jacob and it lighted upon Israel. John 1 verse 4, in him was life, the life was the light of men. And then John 1 verse 9, he said, this is the true light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. The word of God is a true light. Jesus is a true light. That means if there is true light, that means there is fake light, right? How many of you have gone to all these shops, they sell clothes and they use different lights inside? The clothes look so nice, very attractive. So under that light you were deceived until you bought it. Then you now went out under sunlight. They don't job me. Now wait till I buy this. You were angry. What happened? You did not examine the clothes under true light. Jesus is a true light. The word of God is a true light. John 1:9, it says, this is a true light which lighted every man that cometh what? Into this world. Now round up with this. How do you assess the light? Keys to assess the light. Number one, the word of God. Keys to assess the light. The word of God. What do you do with the word? You read the word, you study the word, you meditate on the word, and then you do the word. be committed to reading, studying, meditating, and doing the word. Shabarakataya. Go for scriptural light. See, any area that you are having problem upon problem that has refused to go, sit down, labor in the word. Labor in the word. Sit with the word. Assess relevant light from scripture. And then start meditating on it. And then do it. And there will be a change. Am I communicating? You will contact solution. What you don't want, you don't watch. Anything you tolerate will remain. Gather scriptural light in the area you need a change. Number two key to assess light is the presence and glory of God. God's glory and presence. God's glory and presence. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Isaiah 60 verse 1. He said, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. The light of his glory, the light of his presence. You know, in the tabernacle of witness that God asked Moses to construct, the outer court, the light that illuminates the outer court comes from the sun. The inner court, the light that illuminates the inner court in the tabernacle comes from the lampstand, the menorah, the lampstand. Am I communicating? With seven lamps of fire burning. Then, have you ever asked yourself, the Holy of Holies, where God dwells between the cherubims, where the mercy seat is, where does the light that illuminates the Holy of Holies comes from? Somebody say, God's glory. The light that illuminates the holiest of all comes from the presence of God, the glory of God, the splendor, the brightness. You saw it in Habakkuk 3 verse 2. Give me verse 3. Habakkuk 3:3. We'll read to 4. So light is a manifestation of God's glory. It says God came down from Teman, the Holy One from on Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens. You see that? His glory covered the heavens. The earth was full of his praise. So he's talking of God's glory, right? He said, and his brightness was as the light. Huh? His brightness. He's talking of the brightness of his glory. Am I communicating? When you carry the presence and glory of God, your light, your life will be emitting the life. Light of God. Your life will be emitting what? The light of his presence. Psalm 89 verse 15. It says, blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. 89 verse 15. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O God, in the light of thy countenance. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in what? The light of thy countenance. The countenance talks of face, right? Face. So he's talking of the glory of his face, the light of his presence. Psalm 44 verse 3, they got not the land in possession by their own sword, but by thy arm, thy right hand, the light of thy countenance. You see that light of thy countenance again. It's talking of the light of his glorious presence. Because thou hast a favor unto them. That's the secret of favor. The presence of God that you carry, the glory of God, gives you favor. So, how do you walk in God's presence? His manifest presence and glories. Prayers, true prayers, a life of prayer. You can add fasting. A life of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Absolute submission and surrender to the Lordship of the Spirit. You must be totally yielded. You must be fully surrendered to God and His will. You must be fully obedient. Absolute obedience. Absolute obedience to the voice and leading of the Spirit, to the leadership of the Holy Ghost, to His instruction, total yieldedness to His will. Ikobagadaya. Can you rise to your feet? The power of light. The first prayer you are going to pray, Father, open my eyes. Anoint my eyes with eye salves. Look at what the psalmist said. Psalm 119 verse 18. Give me Psalm 119 verse 18. I told you, the first person to face problem on earth in the Bible was God. And the first problem he faced was primarily a problem of darkness. And the way he conquered the darkness was what? Access to light. He said, light be, and light was. Many of the things you are facing and you think is problem, let me tell you the truth. What you need is light. 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 You are going to ask God, like the psalmist said. He said, open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. As I study this word, as I feed and meditate on the word, Father, open my eyes. This was a prayer Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus. He said, that the eyes of your understanding be what? Enlightened. Say, Father, open my eyes. The miracle of eye opening. The Bible says, then open he their eyes, that they open he their understanding, that they may understand the scriptures. Can you lift up your voice? Are you really praying, or you are just watching? I say, open your mouth. Say, Father, open my eyes. Are you aware there are wonders in the world? The word of God is wisdom bank. The word of God is a bank of light. It's a bank of wisdom. And I want you to lift up your voice. Say, Father, open my eyes that I may see. Open my eyes that I may see. Open my eyes. Wonders out of your word. Ikolebere koto freketela. Agabarando so freketeke bragadia. Come out. Say, Father, open my eyes. Are you aware there are wonders in the world? The word of God is wisdom bank. The word of God is a bank of light. It's a bank of wisdom. And I want you to lift up your voice. Say, Father, open my eyes. That I may see, open my eyes. That I may see, open my eyes. Wonders out of your word. Ikolebere koto freketela. Agabarando so freketeke bragadia. Mangabaro so freketeke balagadi. Randeke boko jala brakatai. The anointing to see clearly, to see the future, to see my glorious destiny, to see my glorious future. The miracle of eye opening. Lift up your hands. My God, I'm seeing a lot of chains being broken. I'm seeing the light of God's power breaking chains. I see so much deliverance. I'm going to pray a mass prayer, and the power of God will sweep through, and there is going to be so many I see people being delivered from all manner of oppression, deliverance from evil dreams, nightmares. I'm even seeing somebody, you always dream, you see yourself naked. It's a spirit of shame. The Lord is shattering that yoke. See, as I pray now, you will be delivered from that spirit. Disfavor, reproach, shame, disgrace is leaving your life forever. And all those oppression in your body, in your dream, in your family, I'm seeing people being delivered from curses, spells. I see chains of limitations, delay, stagnation, holding people back, being broken by the light of God. Are you ready to pray this prayer? The Bible says he sent forth his word. His word, I'm seeing people coming out of prison house. I see the power of God like earthquake. Break every prison house. I see families, entire families being delivered. See, it's not only individuals, even family deliverance is happening right now in this place. Are you ready for this prayer? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of light, I receive deliverance, total freedom from every form of oppression. Go ahead and pray the prayer. Go ahead and pray the prayer. Every form of spell, Malaga Bagadoko Brekete, Ilaya Bakonde Kasila Barakatia. Make sure you are praying. I receive total freedom, total liberty. I see somebody being delivered from debt, debt, borrowing, begging, borrowing, borrowing. That mountain of debt is vanishing. Every family limitation, family causes, deliverance is taking place right now. That spell is broken. Anytime God is about to deal with delays, demonic delays and stagnation, he releases the anointing for speed. And that is what I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit. I'm seeing the Lord. I'm seeing three people that have been victims of demonic delays. Even in your sleep, you are even seeing evidences of the delay. When you dream, you're always coming late for an exam, late for something, late, late. Now, that is the spirit of delay. And I'm seeing God releasing the anointing for speed and restoration. You see, speed is a time redemption strategy. Am I communicating? That anointing, it will come upon these three people. I'm seeing they may jump like this or they may run. Am I communicating? That's what I'm seeing in the spirit. The anointing for speed and that yoke of demonic delay, demonic satanic stagnation will be broken. Are you ready to pray this prayer? Bible says it shall come to pass in that day, his burden shall be lifted from off thy shoulder and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed by reason of the anointing. I'm even seeing a family. Oh, thank you, Jesus. An entire family is kept bound by this demonic delay, and the person is here representing his family. And the Holy Ghost, the Lord is telling me to tell you, as that anointing for speed comes upon you, it will come upon your whole family. Even if they are not here physically, as it comes on you, it will affect them. And that yoke of demonic delays will be broken. That yoke of satanic stagnation will totally be broken. I want you to lift up your hands. Give me 1 Kings 18:46. Because the hand of the Lord is coming upon you.
And I'm telling you, some of them will literally begin to run. Some will start jumping. The speed of Jehovah is coming upon their feet. He said, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins, and he ran. He ran. He ran. He did not crawl. He did not walk. He ran before Ahab. The anointing said, Father, I receive the anointing for supernatural speed and acceleration. Let your hand come upon me. Let the hand of the Lord rest upon me. Now, 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 go ahead. Shagateke Prakatai. Mande Porasini. I decree the anointing for supernatural speed and acceleration. Let it come upon those three people. Let it come upon them now. The speed of Jehovah. Let the yoke of delay be broken. Take it now. Take it now. I take authority over those devils of delay. Help them. Jalia Kula Bakateni. Reketeketei. Lekotekida Kapalatei. The hand of the Lord is coming upon you now.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong-King or to partner with us, please visit www.agmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.